Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church, and I will be your pastor of the day. A few days ago, I was honored to perform the marriage ceremony for Keith and Monica. Many family and friends traveled thousands of miles to be part of the ceremonies. What a blessing! In this time when so many couples live together and even raise families, but refuse to commit to one another, Kevin and Monica were eager, and as I saw, joyfully eager, to make their vows of total commitment to each other. The Bible teaches that marriage is to be a permanent relationship of one man and one woman, freely committed to each other as companions for life. Our Lord declared that man shall leave his father and mother and unite with his wife in the building of a home, and the two shall become one flesh. You see, marriage is sacred in the eyes of God. He instituted the very first marriage. So it's not only important for Kevin and Monica to take these vows seriously, but equally important for family and friends to honor their marriage and do all they can to nurture and enrich it. I noted that both families showed a love and devotion for each other and that they embraced the new additions to their expanded family. Now, many may say that marriage is not important, that it's just good enough that they love each other, for a time at least. Now, is that why there are so many single mothers, so many children who grow up without a father to love them? Are they just seeing mom's present boyfriend who doesn't care for them? Are they missing the foundations that they need? What foundations do these children get? What can they build their lives on? What would their future be? Will they strive to be successful in life or give in to the concept of just getting along by using the social system? God did not design us for that lifestyle. From the beginning, God provided Adam with a wife, Eve, and they were to be responsible to God and to each other. Eve was created to be Adam's companion and his helper in all things. As we read in our Bibles, Jesus performed his first miracle at the wedding at Cana, and some of his most famous parables flow out of the concept of marriage. Marriage is the blending of hearts, the union of two lives becoming one. Marriage must stand by the strength of their love for each other and the power of faith that they have in each other and also in God. So, why are the vows important? Yes, we're all familiar with it. Will you have this woman to be your wedded wife? Will you love her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, in poverty as in wealth, and forsaking all others? Keep yourself only unto her so long as you both shall live. But what is a vow? It is a promise, and in this case, a sacred promise, to love, to honor in all instances of life, to be true, forsaking all others, a lifetime relationship. Now, if a couple can't make that promise, they shouldn't be together. They instead should find the one that they can make that commitment to. Keith and Monica have made that commitment, and they are active in committing themselves in pursuing Christ-centered life together. It's my hope to see more couples who will follow God's plan in their relationships. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day.